I'd like to share with you a text today from the Gospel of John. It is in the first chapter of John, and this is another one of those summertime texts that didn't make the lectionary, but it's a sweet story. It's an introduction to one of the disciples right here at the beginning of John, and it is John 1, beginning with verse 35 to 42. As you might guess, with the different versions, the different gospel stories, that's not even the right way to say it. The different accounts of the gospel story, with four different accounts in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it's not surprising that they would emphasize different things. And it's not surprising that sometimes the names are different. But we have in this text, in the Gospel of John, uniquely in the fourth Gospel, these two snapshots of Andrew. Now, Andrew, according to John, was the first disciple called by Jesus to be a disciple. And really, we only have two events recorded about the life of Andrew. This is one of them. Listen to these words for the word of the Lord. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and he watched Jesus walk by. As he did so, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following him, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come and see." And they came and saw the place where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now one of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first went and found his brother, Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated means the Anointed One. And he brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which translated means Peter. This, brothers and sisters, is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In this story, we have the first appearance of the disciple Andrew. Now, you'll have to acknowledge, I think, that we don't usually hear much about Andrew. We hear a whole lot about Simon Peter, right? We hear a lot about Peter because he was the one that was the spokesman, the spokesperson for the disciples. He often spoke up and told everybody else how it was and defended Jesus on one occasion. You'll know that story. Peter's name is all over the New Testament, in all of the Gospels, and even in the book of Acts, because of the early days of the church where Peter became the first preacher and pastor and preached on the day of Pentecost, and so many people were added to the church that day. Peter's name is everywhere and Andrew's is not. But in this simple text that we've just read, we find out something very profound. Peter and Andrew were brothers. It was Andrew who followed Jesus first. And Andrew was responsible for recruiting his brother. So don't you ever say, "I can't do anything valuable in the life of the church." Even if you're as obscure as Andrew, you have a job to do. And it may just very well be to recruit somebody else, a brother, a sister, a beloved friend, somebody who you've cherished in life all up to this time, but they have not found faith in Jesus Christ. Who can you bring to Jesus who might become a stellar disciple? Who can you find to bring along? Maybe it's somebody that you work with. Maybe it's somebody who lives across the street from you. Maybe it's somebody that you're in band camp with. this August before school starts. Maybe it's a friend that you don't even count as a friend, but somebody who very much looks up to you. I'm not sure which was older, Peter or Andrew. I've always kind of assumed that Peter was, because he was sort of dominant, wasn't he? But it may very well be that Andrew was the older and wiser brother. Wise enough to go and recruit his brother and to bring him to Jesus, but then to step away and know that his younger brother was the one who could do the most good. We don't have all those facts, do we? But since we know two things of Andrew, you may be wondering what the other thing was. This one is a pretty big thing, recruiting Peter to be the one whom Jesus would call the rock. In fact, Petros in Greek means the rock. That's what the name means. That's where he got the name. His name was Simon, and Jesus looked at him and said, Simon, from now on you're going to be called Peter the rock. That's a pretty large story about Andrew to have recruited his brother. But the other thing, and the thing that's not in this text, the other thing that we know about Andrew, which also comes in the Gospel of John uniquely, I believe, is that Andrew was the one who found the little boy in the crowd with the sack lunch. On the day that Jesus was teaching the crowd on the hillside all afternoon and the people got hungry, and even Jesus knew that they weren't going to listen to the sermon very well if their stomachs were growling. And the disciples began to kind of rumble about it. Where are we going to buy food for all these people to eat? You may remember that was one of the occasions. I think there are six occasions in the gospel narratives where Jesus is teaching the crowd on a hillside. And some of the numbers vary. A couple of places it says 5,000. Jesus feeds the 5,000. Another place it says 3,000. It may have been different events, or it may have just been different people's perspectives on the same event. But at any rate, it was a large crowd. And the disciples began to be concerned, Peter included. Where are we going to buy food for these people to eat? And by the way, they're not going to listen very well much longer, Jesus, if their stomachs are growling. So, Andrew had surveyed the crowd. Andrew again. And he had found a little boy whose mother had packed him lunch. Now, he may not have been the only boy in the crowd that day with the lunch packed by his mother. But this is the boy that Andrew found. And he brought the lunch to Jesus. I'd like to think he brought the boy to Jesus as well. Didn't just snag his lunch and take it away from him. But Andrew brought the boy and his lunch to Jesus. I just love Andrew because he's bringing things to Jesus. He brought his brother, Peter, and now he's bringing food. And you know what Jesus did with it. You know the story. Jesus multiplied it. He began to break the bread and the fish and pass it out among the crowds. And everyone was eating all of a sudden. And everyone was eating to their fill. And by the way, when they got ready to clean up, there were 12 baskets full of food left. Hopefully they passed it on to some more hungry people. Jesus was the one who brought out the best in people. And obviously he brought out the best in Andrew. And Andrew took a bit of a chance. It may have looked a little ridiculous. It may have made Andrew look a little ridiculous to bring that little sack lunch to Jesus and say, well, this is all we've got, Jesus, but here it is. I snagged it from a little boy in the crowd. But Jesus used that gift to work a miracle. I really like Andrew. In fact, I think if I had to choose one of the disciples as a patron saint, it would be Andrew. We've got several churches in our conference. At least one I can think of named St. Andrew United Methodist Church. And I like that name because it's all about two things. It's about offering a little bit of food for Jesus to use to feed the hungry crowd. And it's about bringing someone else to Christ. Bringing his brother, Peter. And if Andrew faded into the crowd after this, then that's okay. Because look who he brought. Peter became the great preacher of the early church. And he was in tune with the Spirit on the day of Pentecost to the point where his preaching resonated with people and 3,000 souls were added to the life of the church that day. I like Andrew. Oh, I like Peter too. But Peter might not have even been there if it hadn't been for his brother Andrew. So I think that today it's fair to say that Andrew was a great choice for the first disciple. Notice how decisively he followed Jesus. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. See, even at that early point, we have to know him because of his brother, because we don't know who Andrew is. We know who Simon is. But he was Simon Peter's brother, and he was the one who first found Simon and brought him to Jesus, saying, "We have found the Messiah, the Anointed One." I'd like for us to make Andrew a model. I'd like for us to put our trust in Jesus, but to follow Andrew's lead as ones who bring potential for Jesus, as ones who offer what we have, however small and sack lunchish it may be, and offer it to Jesus to bless it and make it good and multiply it and use it to change the world. Or to simply bring the person sitting next to you and make them a disciple of Jesus. It could be the person who's sitting next to you this morning, or it could be the person who lives next to you, or the person who sits in the office next to you, the next cubicle. It could be someone that you've never met before who stands in line with you at the grocery store. Open your eyes. Let Andrew be your patron saint, your patron disciple here, and let's model our lives after him. Let's bring Christ to people. And let's bring people to Christ.